It's the Cozy Rainbow Podcast time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cozy Rainbow Podcast. My name is Tammy, but my students know me as Miss Tammy.
My name is Joe, and I'm non-Euclidean.
Joe, what does non-Euclidean mean?
Non-Euclidean geometry is geometry on a curved surface.
Oh, okay.
As we are all on Earth, which is a sphere, which would be a curved surface, we are all non-Euclidean.
Oh, great. A commoner, like the rest of us. On today's episode of Cozy Rainbow Podcast, we're talking about pyramids, hence the geometry reference. So,
yeah.
Let's get into these trivia questions, Joe. Number one. Oh, and when I say pyramids, it's mostly about the Great Pyramids in Egypt. But
I would have been shocked if you could squeeze a whole episode out about, you know, a shape.
There's a lot to say, but
probably, yeah. But
yeah, we're talking about the
we'll get there when we get there.
Anyway, with that being said, number one, which of the following statements is true about the Great Pyramid of Giza? A, the Battle of the Pyramids in 1798 took place right next to the Great Pyramid of Giza. Oh, there's four.
Yeah, there's four. Yeah,
there's four. Okay.
What's the next one?
I'm like waiting for you to say something. Okay. Letter B. Napoleon Bonaparte shot and destroyed the nose of the Great Sphinx with cannons.
Well, that would be rather uncouth of Mr. Bonaparte, but I don't know if being couth was his MO.
Really. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
After this episode, I started to wonder about him. Okay. C. The Great Pyramids correlate with the stars in the constellation Orion's Belt. Or D, the Great Pyramids used to be adorned with limestone, gold, and silver. So which of those statements was true?
I'd buy the last two. I'd go for either of the last two. But I think constellations are fresher in my mind, so I want to go with C.
The Orion's Belt.
Orion's Belt,
line up with our Orion's Belt. Yeah, okay. Number two. What units did Egyptians use to build the Great Pyramid of Giza? Joe, you just gotta blow it out of the water, don't you? Is it A, inches, B, feet, C, palms, or D, cubits? It's cubits.
Horses were measured in hands, right?
Yes, that was horses.
Oh, I see. Okay. Anyway, cubits.
Okay. Number three, true or false, the Great Pyramid of Giza is the largest pyramid in the world.
Huh. I mean, well, shoot. I mean, what could be a larger pyramid? Well, like a mountain?
Like the man-made pyramid.
Yeah, but what if there was a mountain that was a perfect pyramid, right? Like,
it would be a pyramid. It wouldn't be a mountain. It would be a pyramid. Are mountains pyramids?
Giza is pretty big. Egypt was pretty strong. They had a lot of people, you know? You know what? I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that Giza was the biggest pyramid.
Okay. Let's find out. Let's find out in this episode right after a quick break. Okay, before we get into all the pyramid talk, I thought maybe it's time to talk about the Gregorian calendar, explain these BC, AC things. So when it comes to talking about...
Who is Gregory? Why do we care about his calendar?
That's not what we're not talking... We're not talking about Gregory. When we're talking about the most impressive pyramids in the world, part of the wow factor comes from how long ago those pyramids were built. So when we're talking about dates, most people use the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is the most common calendar used in countries around the world. The Gregorian calendar was established by Pope Gregory the 13th.
Ah, that's Gregory. Okay.
This is our boy Greg.
He was a pope.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Good job, Greg.
A pope and a calendar maker.
And a Greg.
He's of the Catholic Church in... The year 1577, the Gregorian calendar uses BC and AD. Now, BC stands for Before Christ, referring to Jesus Christ, the founder of the religion Christianity. Jesus was born in the year 4 BC.
Oh.
Make it make sense.
Huh.
That means that when... It just doesn't make sense, right? Like, shouldn't he have been born in, like, 0 BC? Isn't that, like, what we're basing this off of? What's the deal, Greg?
Well, then you need, like... Then you need three different periods, right? You have BC, DC, during Christ.
Okay, fine. Maybe the Pope was onto something.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, BC is before Christ. AC is... Wait. No, not...
AD.
AC is air conditioning. AD.
AD. BC, AD.
No, no, no. Actually, I take that back. AC is Animal Crossing. AD...
Of course.
Is Anno Domini a Latin phrase meaning in the year of our Lord? So that makes sense, like you said. That was like kind of like the DC thing you were talking about. Anyway, but not everybody follows the religion of Christianity. So there's also the abbreviations BCE and CE. So BCE means the same thing as BC. I always wondered about this. I didn't realize.
BCE stands for Before Common Era. And CE stands for Common Era.
Yeah, Tammy, just spit it out already, right? Yeah, it's true. Good job.
Now, what makes this era so common is
lost. Is that we're in it? What?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I guess we do all share this era in common. Bring it in, Cozy Rainbow people. We all share this era.
Yeah.
It's our common era.
That's our common era.
We all got this era in common. Yeah.
Okay. And then... Okay, I have like a random sentence in here. So I guess this is just something you need to know before the episode. But a story in a modern building is about 14 feet high.
Well, how many cubits would that be?
Who cares? Okay. So now we're going to talk about the Great Pyramid of Giza with all that fun background knowledge. So located in Giza, Egypt, the Great Pyramid of Giza is 454 feet tall. That's about a 32-story high building. The Great Pyramid of Giza was built in the year 2560 BC. That means in the year 2024, the pyramids were built about 4,584 years ago. Today, the Great Pyramids can be visited, but visitors are not allowed to touch the Great Pyramids.
As with most things that old.
I know.
It's a bad idea to touch it.
Well, you know what? In my research, there's been people who have illegally touched the pyramids, of course. But that was one of the things that people are like most curious about is, can you touch the Great Pyramids? And unfortunately, no, you can't. Yeah. Would you describe it as fortunate? I'd say it's unfortunate that I can't.
Preservation of historical... Okay.
You know what? You're right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's get into some amazing cool facts about the Pyramid of Giza. I think this is just like stuff that I couldn't exactly figure out where it fit in, or maybe it's like really interesting. We got five facts for you. Number one, the Great Pyramid of Giza is the last standing wonder of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It's a lot to think about.
I can't place what the other six were. I feel like I should remember.
Well, that's a whole different episode.
I've heard. I know I've seen a list of them at some point.
Right. But, I mean, it would be hard to remember the other six because they're not around anymore. Okay.
How old is the Great Wall of China?
Number two.
That's not what this is
about. No, it's not. And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Number two. That would be... Write that down. Joe, write that down. That's another episode. Okay. Number two, ancient Egyptians measured things in cubits. Oh, perfect. Yeah, Joe's on his phone right now, but he doesn't need to know this fact anyway.
I'm writing it down. You told me to write it down.
No, I know. I'm just letting listeners know, too. But I'm also telling them you need this fact. So a cubit is just over 20 inches long, or about 7 palms length. Yes. Number three, an aerial view of the Great Pyramids can be seen on Google Earth.
As with most things,
as with most things, but like I'm pointing this out because it's like you should check it out. It's pretty cool.
Even though you can't touch them, it's just as good as being there, really.
Well, honestly, like, I mean, it's like people have two options, right? You could either... Actually, no.
Book a flight to Egypt.
Well, you'll never be able to, like, no, I meant like you could be born in a time before it was like regulated when anybody could just go.
Oh, back when they were new and shiny and able to be touched without, you know, crumbling into dust.
Yeah. Or even just like not even that long ago, but just like when they were free to, you know,
maybe you could have been born in the time where they were working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But instead we're born in a time where we can see them on Google Earth, which is cool. Okay. Next fact. The Digital Giza Project at Harvard University offers a webpage online where viewers can go inside of the pyramid virtually. That's what I've always wanted. I want like a VR headset tour. Maybe in like 20 years. Maybe sooner. Number 5. Napoleon Bonaparte calculated that all the stones in the pyramids could build a 10-foot wall around the entirety of France.
Of course Napoleon would calculate something like that.
Why do you say that?
That was just the kind of person he was, all
right? He's weird. He's weird. I gotta say, you know what? I think you were more into, like, history than me.
I'm not that into history, but I do know he was that kind of guy.
He just, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I already had, like, a slight memory of him, but then
he was a real eccentric nationalist.
Yeah. Yeah, like, because this, the stuff, yeah, I read about him in this, I was like, what, like, what, like, why am I even mentioning Napoleon when I'm talking about the pyramids? But
he was a pretty smart cookie.
Apparently, yeah, because he did the math and figured that out.
I mean, well, he did other things too, but yeah, he did math, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, one thing people want to know about the Great Pyramids is there hieroglyphics? What do you think, Joe? Is there hieroglyphics on the, in or on, around the pyramids?
Probably.
You would think, but there's not.
Did it just get like worn off over time?
You know,
so there were hieroglyphics chiseled in at one point, and that just the sands of time have worn them away.
You know, I really don't know, but the Encyclopedia Britannica writes there are no hieroglyphic texts, treasures, or mummies found at the pyramids of Giza. That's not even just like the Great Pyramid. Okay, there's several different pyramids that are huge right there. The Great Pyramid of Giza being the biggest. But yeah, no treasures, no mummies, no nothing. No hieroglyphics. So yeah, maybe it's because they faded away. It's also because there were raiders.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking about the football team. Like actual people who went and stole. Anyway, on the exterior of the pyramids... Okay, I watched a TikTok. This was on TikTok.
Ever the scholarly pursuit.
Yeah. Well, it was a guy paragliding, and it was a cool video. He paraglides right next to the Great Pyramid of Giza, and you get like a really good shot of it. Like, what? Anyway, when you watch that video, there's like these hieroglyphics on the top of the pyramid. You can literally see it. And so then, I was researching on the internet, and it's like, ooh, conspiracy. Like, why does the Encyclopedia Britannica say there's no hieroglyphics? But then if you watch this TikTok of a guy, and it's not a fake video. How do you fake that?
It's more likely.
Don't answer that question.
Okay. All right.
It's more likely what, though? Go ahead. You can answer. I know I said don't, but do.
You know how movies have special effects?
Yeah.
And they look pretty real.
Yeah.
But it's fake and you know it because it's a movie.
Yeah.
Supposing they did that, but for this video of a guy hang gliding.
Okay.
More of in a pretty empty place, because I'm pretty sure, it sounds pretty illegal to go paragliding, like, right next to the pyramids. Close enough to the point where you can, you know, see alleged hieroglyphics up near the top of the pyramid.
I do think the video is real.
I think if it's real, he landed right near the Egyptian police, who arrested him immediately.
I don't think so. No, you know what? I don't think so, because there was some, like, okay, this is a tangent too, but there was somebody, and I wasn't even going to mention this in the episode because it's not very cozy or very rainbow, but it is, it's interesting. Okay. There was like a teen who did it for clout on the internet. Of course, different than the paragliding video that I'm talking about. But yeah, somebody actually almost got arrested, like, recently.
Right. And doing something a lot less...
No, but paragliding right next to the Great Pyramid of Giza is not illegal. I don't think.
I'm not touching it.
Exactly. I'm not touching it, yeah. So...
No, it's horrifically illegal. It's what? No, there's no way.
It would only be illegal if you hit it.
Is the risk of hitting it not grounds enough for it to be illegal?
I don't think so.
You think any old yahoo with a paraglider, they're just going to let, like, jump near the pyramids? And...
Well, you could just be like, oh my God, the wind blew me.
Yeah. That's why it would be illegal.
I couldn't control it.
Yeah, that's why it would be illegal.
I don't think it is, but that's a great, you know
it's
what?
No, it absolutely is not.
How, like, if you're just going to go skydiving or something, how are they going to stop you? You're in the sky. Who owns the sky?
They're not going to stop you. They're gonna arrest you after the fact, and you hit the ground, and everyone says,
no, you
the
just
sky.
Paraglide far away. Far away from the cops.
Don't
you think the Egyptian police have better things to worry about?
You're right. The Egyptian police is a little bit of a hyperbole. The security guards that are around the pyramid to ensure that people don't touch it
on
the ground
floor. It's not Area 51.
Yeah, but it's still a place where you got to be pretty vigilant.
Okay,
about it.
Egyptians, write in. I'm just
write in and tell her that it's ridiculous to think that someone paraglided near the pyramids.
Oh my! Do you want to see the video? Should I pause the recording? Do you want to see the video?
All right.
Okay, and then you can be like, "Oh yeah, that is real."
She showed me a video where they paused over the pyramid and there was a red circle. And I mean, I'm looking at this.
They circled the hieroglyphics in the video. So there's a paraglider at the top of the pyramid. And Joe said, because there is a red circle, that it's not real.
No, the red circle is just... There's no, like, I can't, like, say this for certain, right? But the red circle, like, subjectively is a pretty... It's bad for your credibility to be a red circle kind of video, all right?
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
I...
Britannica seems a little more trustworthy than internet
than
video.
Than a TikTok video. Well, I didn't say one way or another. I gave you both of the facts. I provided the TikTok video. Listen, that TikTok video is newer than the Encyclopedia Britannica article. I think. Actually, scratch that. Maybe I don't, but... I don't know. Now I'm just arguing, maybe. Okay. But yeah, I think that those hieroglyphics are graffiti. So they were not... I know for a fact they weren't there originally when the pyramids were built, and so I think that's why the encyclopedia says that there's none. Okay, even though it says that there's none, there actually is three things that were found very recently. There are three red figures, and they're suspected to be measurements of the pyramid. So it's really not that exciting or novel, but it is a new discovery. It's just like these three, like, little, they're like so faint, like little scratch marks, basically, like looks like little paint. And yeah, there was somebody who's an expert in Egyptian mathematics who looked at those numbers and was like, oh yeah, that's the dimensions of this pyramid in cubits, duh. Okay. So along with those hieroglyphics being discovered, hieroglyphics or maybe not, I don't know, people also wonder, are there artifacts found at the Great Pyramids of Giza? The only artifacts ever recovered from the Great Pyramids of Giza are called the Dixon relics, recovered in 1872 by Wayneman Dixon. That's where they get their name. So originally there were three artifacts discovered, a ball, a hook, and some wooden fragments. And they literally are just like wood chips. Like,
wood chip.
Right? I'm like, how are people getting excited about this?
Well, you can carbon date those, you know.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Well, so yeah, those wooden fragments that you could have carbon footprinted, they were lost for years.
Whatever. Go on.
What did you say? Wait.
You said footprint. I said date. Carbon date.
Oh.
You measure the carbon isotopes in there. Because they all have a half-life. And...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is that a yeah of agreeance or yeah?
No, I do know what you're talking about. What is a carbon footprint? That's different. That has
carbon
to do with climate.
Carbon footprint has to do with your personal emissions.
Your personal emissions always on the mind. Okay. So the Dixon relics, one of the Dixon relics, those wooden fragments, they were lost until the year 2020 when an archaeologist rediscovered them at a university.
Re-recovered them.
I think they were maybe discovered in 1872 and then they were rediscovered again. Yeah. Anyway, in 2020, an archaeologist found them in Scotland. What, in the Great Scott? Yeah. The lost relics were found misfiled in the Asia section.
I mean,
good for that person who found them.
It is just wood chips.
Right. Not that interesting. They're like, are these wood chips from Asia? Are they from the Great Pyramids? Who's to say?
I mean, I'd love to say, you know, an innocent mistake, but they're also some of the only things that came out of the pyramids. So, you know, maybe it is a little embarrassing to make that kind of mistake.
Right. Okay. So something recently that happened at the Great Pyramids of Giza is a robot exploration. So this robot explored and videotaped part of the inside of the pyramid in 2010. Okay, not that recent. The robot weighs just over 3 kilograms or 6 pounds. Up until this robot explored a small shaft within the pyramid, there were no hieroglyphics found at the Great Pyramid of Giza. So this is the robot that recovered that there were 3 red figures. And then, yes, the expert in Egyptian mathematics believe that those numbers reflect the length of a cubit. Right? So it's like, are there hieroglyphics? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what hieroglyphics were for. They were kind of like writing.
Yeah, but it's not like an exciting legend, I guess, is what, like, you know, you would think you'd uncover, like, the story of the pharaoh that was buried there or something. But no, just some measurements.
I mean, well, on one hand, right, how often, how many people are going to write a big old story about, like, you know, a real important person? How many people are going to take notes? This is how long a cubit is.
I think there would be equal amounts. So
I think it's a little more probable for people to write down things they need to remember.
Well, you maybe are right. Okay, the first pyramid was commissioned by Pharaoh Khufu in the year 2550 BC. K-H-U-F-U.
You know, I was expecting something a little more complicated, but that was exactly how I thought it would be.
I thought you just said you were expecting something more complicated.
I mean, my gut said it was going to be more complicated. My brain said K-H-U-F-U.
Khufu. The second pyramid was built in 2520 BC by Pharaoh Khufu's son, Khafre. Alongside the pyramid is a limestone sphinx, said to protect and watch over Khafre's pyramid. Okay, next we're going to get into some great pyramid conspiracies. The first conspiracy is the pyramid and Pi. A few mystic researchers have suggested that the pyramids in Egypt signify the number pi 3.14. The perimeter of the pyramid, divided by height, is close to the number pi. However, the Rhind Papyrus, which is an old Egyptian math textbook, so think of it like Khan Academy, but 5,000 years ago, shows that the Egyptians had no idea about pi. Absolutely none. In fact, in an essay called Mathematical Mysticism in the Great Pyramid, Walter Rowe remarks that out of all ancient people, the ancient Egyptians' value of pi is the second worst.
Their value of pi in the textbook, or the value of pi that we might have just invented by, you know, the pyramid and the height of...
No, the value that their explanation of pi in the Rhind Papyrus.
Right. So their abacus math of pi was the worst among all the ancient civilizations.
No, the second worst.
The second worst among all the... Well, then who is the worst?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Actually, I think this essay was... Yeah, it was just about the Great Pyramid, so he didn't... I wonder. Yeah, what? Who was the worst? It's embarrassing for them. Okay.
Try and figure out what pi is by yourself.
Figure out pi without any prior knowledge.
You go figure it out without Pythagoras or Euclid or any of the other Greek think people.
Yeah. You know what? I will. Watch me. Just kidding. Okay. Second conspiracy theory is about Orion's belt. Uh-oh. Remember, you answered this in the trivia question, so you were wrong. Yeah, you were wrong. Okay. A researcher named Robert Bovell wrote a book in 1995 called The Orion Mystery, Unlocking the Secrets of the Pyramids. The author suggests that the pyramids were created as a passageway to the stars. Each of the pyramids was suspected to be correlated with the stars in the Orion's Belt constellation. While the theory is just that, a theory, Others say the Orion mystery is an example of pareidolia. Pareidolia is the tendency for people to see faces or patterns on random objects. Another example of that is like people seeing a face on the moon.
It's not unprecedented, but, you know.
I think that ancient structures and art and whatever would have some kind of correlation with the stars. There's precedent for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go watch cave art. you know, there were cave paintings of that were star maps. People think that they were star maps. And there was, you know, there was the like ancient Polynesians used like star maps to navigate on the ocean. And
yeah,
there's this third one I learned in
something.
This is the third one I learned in college, and I forget what it, the name was, but it was, well, I don't know if I can describe it, but it was a calendar, but it was like a big old structure, like 5 miles long, and I say big structure, but it was like three different like sites, little buildings on them, whatever.
Huh.
But point is, it's not unprecedented for like people to be like cognizant of the stars and, you know, build things around them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad guess, which is why somebody wrote a book about that. And I think some people still believe it, but yeah, it's not true. Okay. Next conspiracy theory is that Napoleon shot cannons at the Great Pyramids. Why would people think that? Well, Joe, I'll
why would Napoleon do such a
thing? Why would he do that? Well, he didn't do that. I'm just going to, okay. The Battle of the Pyramids took place on July 21st, 1798. Yes, the Battle of the Pyramids. What? I don't remember learning about that. Did you? Have you heard of that before? I think that's like an epic name, the Battle of the Pyramids.
Eh.
Oh.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Okay.
2 decades later, after the Battle of the Pyramids, an artist named François-Louis-Joseph Watteau painted...
Watteau?
I don't know. I gave up on the last name. But I think it is Watteau. Right? It's spelled like Watt, like a watt of energy, and then O. E-A-U.
Watteau. Oh. E-A-U.
Like Eau de Parfum. Okay. The Battle of the Pyramids. French artist painted it using oil paint on canvas. And in this painting, the battle is depicted as taking place with the pyramids directly in the background. Like, it looks like they're right in front of them. Guess who commissioned that painting?
Mr. Bonaparte.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was like, oh, draw this really cool picture of us like fighting for the pyramids. And that's not true. The painting is not true to reality. The battle took place really far away from the pyramids. And if it was right next to the pyramids, they probably wouldn't look so good still.
But alas, Napoleon was French, so he is closer to our history books as English speakers.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So there was a movie about Napoleon released in 2023. I think it's actually... See it?
No.
Well, me neither. But in the movie, Napoleon is shown firing great cannons. I mean, no. He's
firing okay cannons.
He's firing okay cannons. No, he's firing just cannons at the Great Sphinx of Giza as target
practice. An okay Sphinx of Giza.
Yeah, Napoleon is shown firing his okay cannon at an okay Sphinx of Giza as target practice.
An okay Great Sphinx of Giza.
In reality, the battle happened very far away, like we said, and, oh, this is hilarious. Napoleon dared his partners to climb up the pyramid, and he did not.
Well, good. Those are historically significant, Mr. Napoleon. I know you're also historically significant, but, like, have some respect, guy.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, but, so he made his team climb up, and while they were climbing up, he decided to sit back, be a nerd, and do the math. Figure out how many stones were in the Great Pyramid, and then figure out how high of a wall they could build around France with all those stones that were in the pyramid. And the answer is 10 feet. And then he had one of his backup team members check his math. Like, what was he thinking? Like, where do people get the ideas? They're like, hey, you know what I want to do? I'm an ancient explorer. I want to go to Egypt, and I want to do some math.
You know, a lot of pointless math is a lot less pointless. You know, you remember, remember Aurora Borealis? Remember, what's his name? Who first...
Kirkland?
Mr. Kirkland, who first figured out that Aurora Borealis was sunspots and magnets, Earth magnet. Yeah, that would, that, that's some pretty pointless math.
That's not math.
It was physics.
Okay.
Okay. Physics involves some math.
Whatever. Okay, let's talk about some pyramid-related things. How about that?
All right.
Math. So I'm just going to tell you some famous tall structures. You can get an idea of the height of the Great Pyramid of Giza. So like I said, Great Pyramid of Giza is sitting at a pretty 454 feet. Now, we have, these are the heights of the pyramids. We have the Burj Khalifa, which is 2,716 feet. We have the Eiffel Tower at just under 1,000 feet, 984. The Empire State Building, 1,250 feet. And then there's another pyramid we got to talk about today called the Great Pyramid of Cholula. It stands 214 feet. Yes. There is still so much to be discovered about the Great Pyramids of Giza. Even in the year 2023, scientists discovered a never-before-seen secret chamber using modern scanning technology. Okay, next we're going to talk about the stolen gold top of the pyramid. So this is not a conspiracy. This is the truth. So the pyramids have been standing for so long, one might find it hard to believe that the great Egyptian pyramids were once covered with shiny, fine, white limestone. Today, visitors can see some of the original limestone at a museum in Scotland.
What, they just took it off and...
they put it with the wood chips. With the Dixon relics. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's weird, right? Why would they... yeah, why would they transfer? Whatever. In addition to the white limestone, the pyramids originally had gold and silver capstones called pyramidions. And I think there's one of those in Scotland, too. And they're apparently very rare to see.
Yeah, I mean, they're on top of the capstone. Each pyramid only has one.
Each pyramid only has one, and then, I mean, there were several pyramids, but I don't think that, I think, I feel like there's, like,
there's a very limited number of tops on pyramids.
Yeah, like, well, I'm wondering, where are the rest? I only saw a picture of one. I don't
know. Well, you remember when you were talking about Tomb Raiders?
Yeah. Well, like, no, okay, but still, where are they? Like, those people raided the tomb, maybe they put it on the black market. Who's got one just in their house? Or maybe it's broken.
Well, the pyramids have been around for a long time,
yeah,
so I mean...
I guess.
Whose house and when?
That'll be a fun... that's a fun writing prompt about, like, where's the top of the pyramid?
You've just stolen a pyramidian. Now, where on earth are you going to sell it? Where are you going to put this big old thing?
Yeah, who buys it? Okay. You know what? Another fun creative writing prompt. Like POV, you're one of Napoleon's teammates, and he's making you climb here
to steal the pyramid.
To steal the pyramid. See, there you go. Okay.
And do graffiti on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next, we're going to. This is the last thing we're going to talk about. The largest pyramid in the world, Joe. It's in Mexico.
I figured it was too. It's too good to be true for it to actually be Giza.
Mm-hmm. The tallest ancient pyramid, sure.
Giza. Yeah.
But the largest pyramid is located in Puebla, Mexico. It was built sometime in 9th century AD, called the Made by Hand Mountain. It's 217 feet tall. That's about 15 and a half stories.
Is Made by Hand Mountain a translation? Or?
Yes, it's a
translation. Oh, okay.
In the local indigenous language, which is Nahuatl, the pyramid is referred to as Made by Hand Mountain. And also, different people, colonizers, and colonizers, call it the Great Pyramid of Cholula. So, yeah. Any of those names. The pyramid was built over the course of 1,000 years, from 300 BCE until 900 CE. The pyramid consists of several different structures built top each other. Today, visitors can explore a fraction of the largest pyramid in the world and tour the interior tunnels and structures. The pyramid uses a variety of construction techniques, and materials like clay, limestone, and volcanic rock. I just realized I didn't touch on something that people are probably really wondering about, which is, how were the pyramids built? We don't
know. Well, I mean, is that a softball for another episode? Is that a cliffhanger?
No, it's not a cliffhanger. I mean, that's like, there. We really don't know. How could we know? There's no real way to know. It's not like written on like a papyrus or anything.
Well, I mean, well, there were camps nearby. We know people worked on it.
People worked. It wasn't like, aliens, I don't think that they built the Great Pyramid. I think...
Slaves. Well-compensated slaves, but, you know.
Yes. How do you know they were both?
I read it in the book.
I was going to say, so like the current theory about how the pyramids were built is that they dug a hole around the pyramids. Or no, they piled up more sand so they could go like higher and higher.
They just piled up sand?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, this? You care about this the big thing? That was just where we put all the dirt. We were digging this big hole. What, the hole's not there anymore? What happened to the Great Hole of Giza? That's not my joke.
No, that's funny, though. Listen, I tried to read, like, the theories of how they built it, and yeah, that's the best they got. It's like, they moved the sand in a way that made them able to build a pyramid. So, anyway, let's go back over this trivia question. Number one. Which of the following statements is true about the Great Pyramid of Giza? It was the last one. The pyramids used to be adorned with what? Oh, remember?
I mean, gold.
Well, yeah. Pyramids. And yeah, the pyramids were made of gold and silver, and the walls were made of what?
Limestone.
Yeah, limestone. But now that's in Scotland. But yeah, isn't it weird? They used to be white. White and shiny and gold.
You know, the Statue of Liberty, well, it's made of copper, but it's not, yeah, you know, brown anymore.
No, that, I mean, yeah. Where I went to college, they built a building out of that same material, and I was like, that is so stupid and ugly. It's going to turn green in a few years. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, like, I don't think that that's, like, as big and irreplaceable as the Statue of Liberty. So, like, when it does start getting green and rusty,
yeah,
you can take care of that a little easier.
Well, I will never have to look at it because I'm not there anymore. Okay, number two.
Cubits.
Yeah, cubits. Okay. And true or false, the Great Pyramid of Giza is the largest pyramid in the world.
It's false.
It's false. I didn't explain this, I don't think, but the Great Pyramid of Cholula, it's bigger, like, volume-wise. It's huge. Like, there's a history behind it. People used to live there, like, several different, like, there kept being new groups that kept moving in.
And Hernan, like, Cortez salivates the thought of calculating how tall a wall he could build around Spain with that wall. With that pyramid.
Yeah, probably. Anyway. Yeah, that's all I got about pyramids. So, if you had a hard time following in this episode, maybe you should check out our website, CozyRainbow.org, where you can find scaffolded, like, graphic organizers and scaffolded notes, things to help you really, truly, deeply understand the years, this stuff. And actually, there weren't too many places. So, Giza. Just Egypt.
Yeah.
We talked about Napoleon too. Oh no, we talked about Babylon, right? Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe, you know what? Wait, or was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Thanks for listening.